What's the 411? You're tuned in to 411 Teen. 411 Teen is a weekly program for teens, their families, their communities, and other interested folks. 411 Teen provides a forum to examine and discuss various issues and events that confront, intersect, and sometimes interrupt our daily lives. I'm Dr. Liz Holyfield. Dare to Dream Young Girls Network, Inc. is a nonprofit organization for girls between the ages of 7 and 17 years. Located in Tallahassee, Florida, and founded in 2004, Dare to Dream Young Girls Network has enriched more than 600 girls through various activities, workshops, mentoring, and tutoring programs. Joining me here at the roundtable, I welcome some members of the Dare to Dream community. Jonte Medlock. Jonte is a student intern from FAMU at the Dare to Dream Young Girls Network.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Great. Deanna Stevens. She's in the sixth grade, attends Fairview Middle School, and her interests are dancing and cooking.
I'm happy to be here.
Valencia Marcelli, also in the sixth grade. She attends Raw, and her thing is volleyball and soccer.
I'm glad to be here.
Ms. Kimberlyn Farrell, she's the president and owner. She created Dare to Dream, and she is into empowerment and education for girls.
Thank you for having me.
Sierra Richardson, she is also a student intern from FAMU and the Dare to Dream Young Girls Network.
Good afternoon. I'm glad to be here as well.
Well, look forward to talking with you all and have you all educate us about Dare to Dream. Tell us about Dare to Dream Young Girls Network. How did it evolve?
Well, in 2004, I was in my garage having a yard sale, and two girls approached, and they said they had dreams of being like me, and I thought that was going to be a task, so I thought it was my duty as a community citizen to create an environment that could empower and make a difference in the lives of young girls. So I sold my home and started Dare to Dream Young Girls, yes.
What inspired you so?
I was a girl at one time, and I was empowered by a village of women. I had grandmothers and other women in the church and women that I looked up to in the community, and they made a difference in my life, and I wanted to become a source and resource for girls in the community such as that. So I wanted to build a village for girls as well.
Okay. Now, share with us, I'm sure we have some idea of the significance of the name.
We call it Dare to Dream Young Girls because all girls have a dream. And we want to make sure girls know they can dare to become anything they have a dream to do with hard work and education.
Now tell me about your population. I mean, who do you serve? What age?
We serve all girls. It's just a personal belief that we all are at risk of something. So I don't like to just focus on any one group of girls. We serve all girls. Every ethnicity, the ages are from 7 to 17, but we also serve girls that are younger, age 5 also and up. Our demographics are girls that are in elementary, middle, and high school.
Okay. Do you have any limitations? I mean, for that, disabilities, anybody?
We do not have any limitations. We just serve girls in the community, girls that are desiring to experience something different, be exposed to things that they normally are not exposed to.
Okay, and you have interns, I guess,
yes,
to help you out.
Yes, I do.
All right. Sierra, share with me, how long have you been interning at the program and just what your responsibilities are?
Well, I started on the first week in May.
Okay.
I started training. So I've had experience with the after school as well as the summer camp. We're going in week 5 with the summer camp. And I'm the on-site social worker. I conduct assessments with the girls. And we also engage with activities with them.
Okay.
So
All right, that sounds good. And your partner here?
Yes, we pretty much do basically the same thing as far as assessments and activities with the girls. Going to court and doing a couple of different things, getting ourselves experience and, you know, interacting with the girls one-on-one.
Okay. Now, are you in social work?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And how long will you be interning there? How long will you be there?
Until the end of July.
Okay. July 31st, I believe. So
okay.
Last day.
All right. What is the process? And I just throw this out here, and I'm going to get to you, young ladies, shortly. But what is the process to become involved? I mean, do they see you since you all are in social work and you take, what is the process? Somebody's listening to this and maybe they might go, that sounds like something interesting. I might want to check it out. Where do they go? What do they
for
do?
The listeners, the process is, normally, parents reach out to us. They're seeking something different for their daughters. They're seeking something that's positive for their daughters to become involved with. Mm-hmm. And because we are a academic structured programming, girls that are struggling academically normally are how we initially receive participants. We have a cooking program. So girls that are desiring to learn more about the kitchen staples come in and become involved through our cooking program. Mm-hmm. But our primary is academics. So we get girls that parents are looking for acceleration academically, mm-hmm. or those that are struggling academically.
Now, are they self-referral? Do you get referrals from the schools? Do you get referrals from various organizations or agencies? Right. How does that work?
Right. So I serve in the community in various schools in Leon County. I go in and tutor in different schools, elementary and middle schools primarily. And so the word of mouth is spread through those schools that I serve.
What schools are those?
Currently, it's a new year coming in, so mm-hmm. I'll pick and choose different ones. But in the past, I've served Kate Sullivan, NIMS, Cobb, a little bit of Fairview, Hartsfield, Sealy. Mm-hmm. So I just kind of mm-hmm. travel around, and I normally travel to the schools with girls that are participating in the program because I serve all year. Not only they come to our programming, but we keep up with those girls by being in their schools to support them to make sure they're staying focused academically.
Okay, now, how does one connect with you? What's the website? Where are you?
We are at 926 East Park Avenue, downtown, and our website is daretodreamyounggirls.com, and that's with one G between young and girls.
Okay. What about the cost?
The cost.
How much, you know, and I know you have a ton of different programs, and we're going to cover
right,
that, too.
Right.
But what about the cost? All right.
The cost really,
does it depend on the program?
Right.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
It really depends on the need and the program of a participant with so many programs. If a girl is just wanting to come and get involved as a member, they can become a member annually for $85. So for 12 months, they can be a member and participate on the weekends and the different programming we have on the weekends. And if they want to be involved academically, we have various programs that they can come in there, which are under different costs. We are a 501c3, but in the past 11 years, we have not really applied for any grants. We've been self-sufficient mm-hmm. On our programming.
What about those young women, or girls rather, who would like to participate? But for some, you know, $85 might be, you know, difficult.
Correct.
Do you have scholarships or any type of assistance available?
We do. We have sponsors in the community mm-hmm. that come in and support that cause for those parents who desire such exposure mm-hmm. and opportunity. So we go out in the community to get support by different people sponsoring a girl for the term of their participation. We also have scholarships during the summer with our summer camp okay. that a parent desiring such opportunities, we do have scholarships as
okay.
well.
Well, young ladies, Deani and Valencia, will you just share with us how you began? I'll start with you, Deani. How did you become involved?
My aunt, we were looking for a summer camp to go to, and there weren't that many that we really liked. So we came one weekend for a cooking lesson with Miss Kim, and we really, really enjoyed ourselves. So she decided that she was going to pay for us to come back for the whole summer. And ever since then, we've been having a great time.
Okay, so you're pretty new to Dare to Dream then, from what I hear. You just started. What about you, Valencia?
Well, I started when I was like in first grade, but then I went to the after school. So when the after school year was over, I decided to go to the camp.
So you've been around a while. That's what I hear. So what has been your favorite component of it? And I guess it would vary with the year, but, you know, what do you like? What keeps you coming back?
Like the field trips they have.
Okay. And what about the field trips? Tell me a little bit more.
It's like, sometimes it can be like outside of just Tallahassee of the area. Mm-hmm. We'll like go to Orlando, Tampa, and stuff.
Oh, okay. I bet that is a lot of fun, you know, to get out of Dodge, so to speak.
And she's one of our junior chefs in our cooking school.
Oh, really?
Yes,
well, we're going to talk about cooking. I know in reviewing, you all have a lot of different programs. And workshops or whatever that are ongoing throughout the year. And I think it'd be great for listening audience to find out what's happening. How do you interface with the community?
Well, one of our team programs, we do a lot of volunteering. Mm-hmm. We love giving back. Although we may be a nonprofit ourselves, then we want girls to learn how to become part of their community. So we volunteer a lot. We volunteer with Second Harvest and food distribution. We volunteer in nursing homes as well. Mm-hmm. And we have our youth in government program, whereas they pick different projects that they want to get involved in, whether it's politics, whether it's law, or whether it's business. So that's how we really get involved with the community.
That's great. I've been talking with members of the Dare to Dream community, Jonte Medlock, Deani Stevens, Valencia Marcella, Sully, Kimberlyn Farrell, Sierra Richardson. We're going to take a brief break, but we'll get right back at you. If you're just tuning in, the program is 411 Teen, and we are talking with members of the Dare to Dream Young Girls Network here in Tallahassee, Florida, but they also serve Gadsden and Jefferson County. A little bit more about the program. Again, we're trying to introduce our listening audience to the program so they know what's happening. Kimberlyn, you had just shared about how you interface in the community. What about parents? Are they incorporated into the program? And if so, how?
We do encourage parent involvement because I believe strongly that we can do all these great things with our children. But if you don't have parent involvement, mm-hmm. then you send the child back home, and it's a different awareness from what they received in the program. So we try to get our parents to be involved, volunteer in different things, whether it's our travel or whether it's our various programming that we have. We have a mother and daughter talk that we have with mothers and daughters, whereas we do different luncheons and what have you with the mother and daughter, and then we have our fathers and daughters date, whereas our dads get to be involved and do dates with their daughters, whether it be a luncheon or whether it's just going out to golf, then we do things to involve the parents as well.
Well, you read my mind, because my next question was going to be, what about the males?
Yeah.
What about the fathers?
Right.
So fathers can play a significant role
of
in
course.
The program.
Oh, yes. My husband is a very integral part of Dare to Dream. He's like the dad of the program, but he also believes in even fathers that are not strongly involved, mm-hmm. getting those parents to become involved. And so that's when we started the father-daughter date, whereas on Friday nights, he'll get the guys all together, chip in all their money, and they do something fun with their daughters. Even if they are not involved, then we try to ask brothers or grandfathers or a positive male role model to be
mm-hmm.
involved.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. And as far as the staff is concerned, I know we have Sierra and we have Jonte, and they are kind of transient, I guess you would
right.
call them, because they are doing an internship.
Right.
Are there other staff, and who are they? And
How our staffing operation, we do, if you want to call them transients, we transform quite a bit at Dare to Dream. We are partnered with Florida A&M University mm-hmm. With the Social Work Department and Education. We're partnered with TCC, and we do get FSU students as well. We try to get educators and social workers to come through the universities mm-hmm. so they're younger and the girls can relate a lot better with them than having a permanent staff, not only for the collegiate students, but girls get to meet different type of young women. Mm-hmm. And so how we're set up, we want girls to see that they're different than we bring in different young women that can relate to them in the various forms.
Now, what if someone would like to donate or participate, maybe be a sponsor, maybe be a mentor, a tutor? What is the process? They hear you talking about the program, and they would like to, I think I'd like to donate some time. What should they do? How do you handle
that? Just give us a call. I love volunteers. I love the support of the community. Mm-hmm. And those that might be listening, that we love women for sure mm-hmm. and young ladies that want a purpose and a cause to make a difference. And it's pretty much giving us a call, expressing your interest. We have a training for volunteers and interns that they go through. And then just get on board. We always ask for people that are serious and committed mm-hmm. about making a difference in the life of a young girl.
Now, is there a particular time of the year that you take in volunteers, or can they just call you anytime?
We take in volunteers in the fall and in the spring. The fall volunteers and community support will carry us through spring, mm-hmm. and then those in the spring training will come and work throughout the summer.
Okay. Often I've heard you refer to members. Now, make the distinction for me. I mean, what is a member? Or maybe you all can share. How does one become a member? And what's associated are the amenities that are associated with membership?
Membership really would be for the girl that's not really sure which programming to be involved.
Mm-hmm.
We meet twice a month on Saturdays. We normally do some kind of project or activity together, whether we're going to a play or, you know, going out of town or just meeting at our facility doing some kind of craft or art project. And then for those that to become a member, you just express the interest of wanting to be involved. And that membership will cover partnering with the parent to become that village, helping them throughout the school year, any issues that a parent may have, then it opens the door for our support. The members when they meet on the weekends, we feed them, of course. And then all of our programming is discounted for the member. Our facility use is open to the member. Our facility, we have a spa on site, so the girls normally host a birthday party
mm-hmm.
Because they are a member of our programming.
Okay, but does one have to be a member to participate?
One does not.
Okay.
Yeah, we have a lot of girls that are really not a member. They come for, you know, our various programs. Okay. You know, as we say, we have a cooking school, so we have girls just coming to learn how to cook, and they don't come for anything else. We have girls that just come for tutoring on the weekend, and they don't do anything else. So we do have an open door for girls to get involved in a multiple facet of ways.
Well, let's look at some of the various programs that you do have. And I know you offer a lot of different options because you offer after school.
Okay. Correct.
And then there's the membership. And
there's
then there's
the membership.
Two. Okay.
There's a lot.
We're in the summer. So let's start with what you offer during the summer months. Both of you, Deani and Valencia, are in a summer program, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Tell me what that involves. I mean, when does it start? What do you do? Can you just paint a picture, Deani? I mean,
what are you all doing? Share with us.
What time do you go in? I mean, just tell us about the program.
I usually go in around 8 o'clock.
Okay.
And for the most part of the day, I think it's till 8, until 8:30, we'll sit in the movie room and watch a movie and wait for the rest of the girls to come in. And then we'll have breakfast after that. And then after that after breakfast, we'll go to our workroom, I would call it. And we would do what's on our board. Like, we have journals. And then we call it a wonk-wonk journal because we express ourselves in that journal, what we're feeling at that moment. And then after that, we'll do the activities for the day. Like, sometimes, like this week, it's our cooking week. So we'll probably cook some different foods, like desserts or lunch. And or we'll maybe do, like, a game. We did a game today on different foods.
So now this is the summer program. And how is the summer program set up, Valencia? By that I mean, is it every week? Or maybe you might need to answer, Camilla. I mean, you know, if someone wants to come to the program, is it a two-week session, a week session? How does that work?
Our summer camp, we call it the Hints of Summer, because during summer we try to offer everything we normally do during the year during 11 weeks of summer. There are 11 weeks in a calendar year for a child that's in school. So in those 11 weeks, we try to give them a little bit of what they would get during the regular year. So every week there's a different focus. This week happens to be cooking, and since we have a cooking school, and so they get the opportunity to cook. But as I stated early on, we are an academic structure program.
And so that is your focus.
That is our
That's
focus.
What we want to hear.
Yes.
The focus, I mean, you have a lot of different programs going on, but the focus is
academics.
And these other programs are supportive of this academic focus.
Correct. And our other strong suit would be our counseling services. That's why we do have social workers on board, because we are there to support the girls. We call it emotional support services. Whether a girl has lost a family member or going through a difficult time with parents in transition of their lifestyles or what have you. But academics is our number one focus, and counseling is our second, and all the other programming is a support to those things. And so during the summer, girls that come to our programming, they are getting academics for the 11 weeks first. And then the enrichment is more so in the afternoon. So this is our cooking week. They don't really get to cook until the afternoon. They do have academics first thing in the morning after breakfast. We do serve them pretty much two full meals during the day, which is a part of camp. And then after that, they have math, reading, science, history. They have tests during the week as well. We play hard Monday through Thursday, and on Fridays, we're normally traveling somewhere. And this summer, our theme are traveling to theme parks. So we've been to two out of seven, I think, already.
I see. Now, Valencia, you are involved in the summer program. And in the afternoons, you're involved in the cooking or whatever the project may be, right?
Yes, ma'am.
What have you found? What do you like? What's your favorite?
I like the cooking.
Okay. Anything else? Now, is your day very similar to Deani's? What's your day like?
Yes, ma'am. It's get there by 8 o'clock, watch a movie, while a staff member is trying to get the breakfast ready,
And then maybe about like 8:30, 9 o'clock or something, mm-hmm. we get breakfast. And then after breakfast, we do academics, different academics that we do each week. And then we, like 12:45, we will have lunch. And then after lunch, we will, if the work that we didn't finish, we'll keep on doing the work.
Okay. Now, excuse me, but how are the, not to you, I'm at, Kimberly, how are the academic, because you have such a wide range from 7 to 17. Do you, what do you, who but is there?
During camp, step? We only go to middle school. Summer.
Okay.
Summer is from, is elementary and middle school girls. Okay. And we pretty much start in the second grade because it's pretty intense with academics. Mm-hmm. So even a younger child, a lot of people want younger children to come, and we do accept them if they're ready to read and write to keep up with what we offer. Mm-hmm. And so in the summer, it is elementary and middle school girls, and we separate them based upon their skill level.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, you interns aid with various challenges that the girls may be confronted with. What have you found? Have you seen a trend or anything? What are the major challenges that you have noted, that you are, have identified, that these young girls tend to have or may need to talk to you about?
I would say health and beauty.
Okay. So that's a big deal for
yes,
you.
Ma'am.
Okay.
They all have their own style, but they all have their own battles, like mm-hmm. when it comes down to their mm-hmm. outer look.
Mm-hmm. So that whole, yeah, do you think they're a product of Madison Avenue? I mean, are they impacted by the media and all of that and trying to keep up? That's important for young girls. You're nodding your head. What would you say?
Also, just working together with girls in general, because, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes girls can knock heads or, you know, or different personalities, but just mainly working together with girls, getting along mm-hmm. through everything. So that's pretty much the main thing.
And as we look at the academics, can you, let's talk a little bit about the after-school program, because I understand that's not really what's going on now.
Correct.
But it will be going on soon.
Yes, it will.
So for those who may be listening, they may be very interested. Talk to us. Tell us about the academic after-school program.
After-school.
How do they get there?
Correct.
I mean, and how long? Just give us the whole
correct.
Rundown
we're,
on
we're
it,
we're preparing
please.
For after-school now, and we serve pretty much all of the schools. And some parents that are further out make special arrangements, but we do offer services to pick up a child from school. And once they arrive at our program, we are set up. They come with their guided schoolwork. Whatever homework they have, then we have support for them. And if they are struggling academically with that work, then we offer a tutor as well to do one-on-one services. And if they are a member, they get extended services outside of after school. And while they're there, if they come without any homework, we do have a set curriculum that we offer them during that time, so they are focused and it's structured. Mm-hmm. There's no, it's not a typical after-school program when your child is coming and doing arts and crafts mm-hmm. and playing and what have you. We let our parents know it is extremely structured and that they are challenged to stay focused, to do their homework and do the other work that is assigned for them. We want them to excel and do well in school academically. And then we support them with parent-teacher conferences. We're mm-hmm. there with them during that time mm-hmm. to support and aid them.
Would that be one of the roles that
our social worker or our staff, so mm-hmm. our staff do accompany as well? But primarily, I go and represent Dare to Dream at those conferences, really okay. in supporting the parent to better understand what's going
happening.
on the other side. Yes, mm-hmm. ma'am.
Now, with the academic program, I mean, what are the hours? How long can they stay? I mean, I guess some of you get out of school around 2:30, 2:40, something
right.
like
that. Right. We're open 7 to 7. During the school year,
during
7
the
in the morning, we
really?
We take children to school in the mornings. And
So wait, let me back up. So that once they get to your facility,
yes,
then you can take them to their respective schools.
Yes, we actually, in the mornings, we go over any homework, prepare them for tests, review anything that they need to do prior to going to school, refreshing them on what they've done the day before so they can be prepared for the day ahead.
Okay.
And then we offer breakfast
okay.
in the morning if a parent is in a rush. And then we take them to their prospective schools. And then we pick them up in the afternoon and, of course, go through the afternoon until our program normally ends at 6 o'clock, but there are some parents that work late in mm-hmm. the community. And so we offer the extended stay time. And at that time, some of the kids, you know, end up getting a little dinner. But, you know, we serve a pretty decent after-school snack mm-hmm. For them. And then by 7 o'clock, parents are there to pick them up.
Well, that's fantastic. Now, what is the cost for this?
After school is $65 per week and $65 for registration.
Okay. All right. And that after school runs year-round?
That is year-round. Our program Evening. Runs year-round. We're
okay.
open 7 days a week,
seven days.
We are year-round.
Okay. All right. Well, you are just sharing with us some really valuable information. I know that individuals in the community, and before you know it, summer will be over.
Yes, okay.
And so they will be going back to school. So we appreciate the information. You're tuned in to 411 Teen, a weekly program for teens and other interested folks. We're going to take a brief break, but we'll get right back at you. If you're just joining us, the program is 411 Teen, a weekly program for our teens and their families and their communities and other interested folks. I'm Dr. Liz Hollyfield, and this hour we are talking with members of the Dare to Dream Young Girls Network. Joining me again at the roundtable, I welcome Sierra Richardson. She is a student intern from FAMU at the Dare to Dream Young Girls Network program. Joining her, also, we have Jonte Medlock, who's also an intern from FAMU. And so we're glad to have both of you again, and thank you. And Ms. Kimberlyn Farrell, she is the president, owner, creator, and all about a sister, huh?
Yes.
Who just gets it done. But her things are empowerment and education for young girls. So we welcome you again.
Thank you.
And two young ladies who are participants in the Dare to Dream program, Deani Stevens, 6th grade Fairview Middle School, and Valencia Marcelli. She's also in the 6th grade, and she's from Raw. So again, we welcome you. Thanks for coming to share all of this information. I read somewhere about the Dare to Dream, the Dream Cottage. What is the dream? Is that the physical? Yes, I'm asking them, what is the Dream Cottage?
Well, I think that's basically what it is. It is a cottage,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
it's called Dare to Dream, so most people call it the Dream Cottage.
Oh, okay. Now, if you are a member, you can rent this facility. Will you share with us how that works?
It's not just a member. Our facility is open for rental in the community. And most people that desire to use our facility are normally females. We have a spa on site for girls only, and so parents rent it out for birthday parties. And normally when you do a birthday party, we offer either the spa or our cooking or our art program. And so you have a party, you're either going to do art, you're going to cook, or you're going to have a real spa. And the spa has been our number one hit at the Dream Cottage.
Now, where is this Dream Cottage located, and how do they contact you? Would you share with us all of that information?
Yes. Well, they can reach us by phone at 850-847-3875, or our website, www.daretodreamyounggirls.com, and that's one G in between young and girls. And we're located at 926 East Park Avenue.
Okay. Now, you all touched on it, the interns, but I wanted to further explore with you young girls and their self-concept and, you know, how this is molded and what you are finding. I guess my first question to you is, it as important as it is perceived to be to fit in? Is that still something that's very, very important for young girls? And how do you handle that? You know, I mean, I think we all go through that. That's just a part of being young teens. You know, you want to fit in. You want to be liked. And do you find that is something that you often will address? And I know you haven't been there long.
Oh, but we had a situation today, so they can address.
Oh, okay. So you can address that. All right.
Yes, oftentimes, you know, even as I grew up wanting to fit in with the girls around me, especially around that middle school age, mm-hmm. But growing up and getting older, you find that it's okay to be yourself and it's okay to be different. And that even though you may not, you know, look like the other girl, but you all have similarities either way. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
You're nodding your head, Sierra.
Yes, I agree with Jante. Also, the girls find out they have a lot in common, and they're able to relate in many ways. Some of them bump heads, but they, after we sit them down, they realize that they become self-aware of what's mm-hmm. going on around them.
Mm-hmm.
That's our summer word.
Yes, that's our main word, self-awareness.
Self-awareness.
Yes.
Well, it's a struggle. I mean, you know, it's a difficult period of development, you know, where you're trying to see who you are, get in touch with your own identity,
right.
You know, so they've got that, and then they got the pressures from the community,
right.
And folks around them. So it's a struggle learning how to maneuver, you know, all of the demands that comes with it.
Exactly.
And that's what we heard today, really, from one of the girls that we asked her if she liked coming to Dare to Dream, and she said, it's pressure, you know, a lot is expected of me. And so they do have that as a teenager, trying to fulfill all of those things that at home, at school, you know, everywhere they go, everyone is expecting something great out of them. And yes, of course, we do share that we do, because we want them to become productive women as we are.
Mm-hmm.
It's so important that we instill in them those pressures are guiding them for greatness. You know, mm-hmm. not the peer pressure, but those of adults that have been there.
And pressure, you need a little pressure.
Correct.
Pressure is good.
Yes.
Like
yes.
stress. You need
yes.
a little bit. You don't
yes.
want to be overwhelmed with
right.
it. But you need some stress.
Right.
You know, that positive stress.
And that's what
stress is what they call
right.
it.
Right. That was my word today, the positive.
That positive kind of stress. That's what gives you that kind of little to go on and do it,
mm-hmm.
or to try something.
Right.
So that's good to hear.
I see Valencia looking at you.
You have something you want to add? Does that sound familiar?
Yes, ma'am.
And what have you heard? What have they told you? What kinds of things have they shared with you?
I don't really know. Like,
what are some of the things mm-hmm. that we share with you? Some of the things Ms. Kim kind of have instilled in you? Some of the things you heard me say before?
Don't really think what other people think about you.
Mm-hmm.
You think what you think about yourself, and have mm-hmm. great energy and self-esteem.
Can you remember something that has been instilled in you?
I've always heard her say, like, if you have something to say, you should just say it. Don't hold it back. Just
mm-hmm.
when it comes to your mind, just say it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I'm dealing, and this is mainly with the staff, I think, in dealing with you know, these young girls, one of the things that we hear so much about is reading. How much, and you all are nodding your heads. Too bad they can't see you and we're not on television. So I must have really hit something. But how much is focused on reading at whatever level it may be? Whether it, you know, and it doesn't have to be an academic book. I mean, it can be the newspaper, it can be a periodical, but how important, how significant is reading in your program, whether it's after school, tutoring, mentoring, whatever?
It's so important. We have our own library
and
filled with books, yes. And the majority of the books are books that are required by Leon County Schools. We've been blessed. We were a recipient of Scholastic Books last year that they donated a large quantity mm-hmm. to our program. We won it in a contest, actually, that one of the girls wrote a letter to them expressing how important reading was to our program. So we have a reading program during the summer. I feel that as a being, girls are a nosy creature. Women are a nosy creature, so we get distracted really easy. So when in reading, our comprehension is the struggle academically in the schools. And so having that awareness, then we focus really strong on reading. Every day they have to write a journal, and they have to read their journals out to everyone in the facility of what they've written on a certain topic. Mm-hmm. And the girls really seem to respond to that really well. And we may ask questions about what did they just hear. We do reading assignments every week. It's not necessarily out of the book. Mm-hmm. And then we have book club during the week where we take our books from our library and we break up into groups and we read in groups and we have different worksheets. After you've read the book, then you, you know, pretty much do different activities on that book. So reading is really huge in our in Dare to Dreams programming.
That's good to hear. How do you handle arts? And I know you must have, because you talk about the culinary art, but art is always, and when I say art, I think of music, I think of drama, you know, I think of, you know, the painting, artistic component. Do you have a wheel for that, so to speak?
We have a strong wheel for that. It's
okay.
Called Passport to the Arts.
Okay.
And we used to have a music program, but our actual visual arts took over and took place, and we were a recipient to partner our art and our health and wellness through the COPE Coalition here in Tallahassee and Blue Cross Blue Shield, where they loved our project in the arts. We take our art and we mix it with our cooking and we mix it with our health and wellness program, but they get to express themselves. It's a therapy, so to speak. A lot of the arts have been taken out of schools.
Yes, that's why.
And so we have really done well with our art program, not as well as we'd like because of our funding. So we don't have that funding source that we had through Blue Cross Blue Shield, but we continue to allow them to do art. In our summer camp, we have drama. We do strong drama where they make their own commercials and write their own commercials. And we film those. Those are really rewarding to see. The parents came out last year to see the performances. They did dancing and singing. And we just went to Cascade about 2 weeks ago for them to perform for us. And so art is a really important, I think, for any child mm-hmm. really to express themselves going through a difficult time or just really doing something they really like for the fun of it all.
Okay, yes, and that's important. So you have the arts, you have the visual arts, you have cooking, you have fashion. What we probably way, way, way back would have been home economics.
We had that last week.
Did you?
Yes, we did. And
really?
We didn't even use our sewing machines this year. We did stitching everything by hand. So
really?
We wanted them to learn how to pick up a needle and thread and sew. Yeah, so it was home ec last week for sure. Thread everywhere.
Oh, that's impressive. That is truly impressive. And where are you located, and how do people contact you? Because it sounds like something they would like to do.
We are located at 926 East Park Avenue, and the website is www.daretodreamyounggirls.com. That's 1GBetweenYoungAndGirls.com.
Telephone number?
850-847-3875.
Now, I know you do mentoring and tutoring. Talk about those programs, and we have our last few minutes. Let's look at the mentoring and tutoring, and I also want to look at, I know you offer or provide test strategies. So how does all that work?
Well, our mentoring program, we have different organizations in the community that come in and get involved. We've had the Pershing Angels from Florida A&M, so those are young ladies that are in the military interest. We have different sororities that have come in to volunteer, whether it's after school, weekend, or doing projects with us, and they mentor. Our organization is set up where the sisterhood would be a young collegiate woman partnering with our younger girls. And our tutoring program is our math and reading boot camp on the weekends for elementary kids on Saturday. And on Sundays, we do teen program with the middle and high school girls, whereas they come in and they do their academics to get their tutoring and support. And again, our support comes from our community at the college level. And so our support strongly comes from within the community of young adults.
Okay. Now, on the website, it emphasized that you address various testing strategies.
Yes.
Would you elaborate on that
yes.
and tell us just what that involves?
Well, with girls, as I said earlier, we get distracted very easy. And so the drop of a pencil will stop and look. And so we have really unique strategies in teaching one how to stay focused. Listening skills are really huge. And so we do that on the weekends in our boot camp, really teaching a girl how to really stay focused. And the distractions are normally what will weaken us once we get distracted. Then we find it hard to go back to what we were doing. And so we have really unique things. One of the unique strategies is not talking so much.
Okay. And how is that working?
See, they're laughing, right?
Yeah.
So, yes. And, you know, I tell the staff that we can't, even in our homes, say shut up and expect kids to understand. If you want a kid to totally, it's not be quiet, because if I'm talking and you say be quiet, you just want me to lower my voice. But if you want me to stop talking, then you must request to stop talking. And we can't yell and scream all of the time. We need to talk to our children. And so we find talking to them is a better result than the other.
Now, do you provide, and all the information that you're sharing is just really valuable, really beneficial. Do you provide any type of workshops for parents at all?
We have not thus far. We do realize that it's important to incorporate the things that we're doing at Dare to Dream into the home. It's really difficult to gather parents with their busy schedules and the conflicts of when do we actually do that. Our parents have been really receptive to all that we do and they've been really supportive. So if anything, they will give me a call in the middle of the night to come to do a home visit, or our staff to come in and be a part of whatever issues they're having at home.
Okay. As we get to this last minute and a half, what about annual festivals? I saw something about a festival. Can you share? Tell us about the Martin Luther King Festival.
We have a couple of things that we do. The Martin Luther King is with another organization, and they have the name of Dare to Dream. So a lot of people come to us with that particular festival. Well, we won't take claim to that, but we're dreaming along with them. Our big events are Breakfast at Tiffany's, and it is a really huge event at the end of the year when mothers, daughters, daughters and now fathers. It used to be just mothers and daughters, and men are hearing how wonderful it is. But it's an elegant affair where you really come out in your best dress, and we have live music and entertainment and an incredible speaker. But it's a celebration of life. We've spent a whole year working academically, mm-hmm. Building our family structure, and so we just want something to celebrate that, and we do that at the end of the year with Breakfast at Tiffany's. We named it after the movie Breakfast at Tiffany's, and it's okay. Elegant, and you know, you hear all the shine, see all the shiny come out and everything.
Well, thank you. We are at the end. To my listening audience, tune in next week, same time, same place, to get the 411 on 411 Team. This edition of 411 Team was produced by Dr. Liz Hollyfield. Technical assistant, Ken Smith. Audio copies are available, and if you want to participate in 411 Team or have suggestions for discussion topics, call 1-800-829-8809, extension 358. If you would like to subscribe to 411 Team podcast, log in wfsu.org. Check us out on Facebook.